Well, the first day of practices at the Senior Bowl here in Mobile, Alabama are underway. They're done, Tony. And we saw both sides, the North and the South, get things going here. Finally, the action underway. We saw the weigh-ins as well. And let's start with the risers for you. And one of them really began impressing you at the weigh-ins. That's Yale's Tyler Varga.
It would look like he was actually stepping onto the stage of a Mr. Universe contest. I mean, this guy was ripped from head to toe. And you see a guy like that, and sometimes you think there's a little bit of stiffness in his game. He went out in practice this morning, and he was fantastic. He was good running the ball. He was exceptional catching the ball out of the backfield. Easily adjusted to the errant throw, caught the ball with his hands away from his frame. I think Varga has definitely helped his stock, and a lot of teams are going to look at him as either a running back or potentially a West Coast fullback.
All right, well, Tony, while Varga was under the radar, the guy everybody was looking at on the North team at running back was Amir Abdullah. He did not disappoint.
Wow, in a word. I mean, he's fast on film. He was even faster in person. I mean, he turns it on in one step, and then he takes off. No one can catch him. He's got a great burst in the through the hole, which he's able to sustain. Another guy who really stood out as a pass catcher out of the backfield, looked very natural, did not fight the ball. That Nebraska offense is not a really throwing offense, but you wouldn't have known it by watching Abdullah today. He was terrific catching the ball, showed himself to be a complete back, a little bit smaller than you want. I mean, he's under 5'8 and a half. I believe he was under 200 pounds as well, but he plays tough, he plays hard, and I think he really helped himself today.
Along the offensive line, two of the higher rated players coming in did not have good days in your eyes. Lael Collins from LSU and TJ Clemmings from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, I held back my offensive line rankings to see these guys because everyone thinks that they're surefire first-round picks. I didn't think so watching today. I mean, Clemmings, in the first practice, he looked stiff. He didn't show good footwork. He got beat a number of times by Henry Anderson of Stanford. Later on in the afternoon, Lael Collins was getting beat all day. I mean, he was ducking his head. People were blowing by him, pushing him back into the pocket, which is not a good thing. I thought both of those guys got off to very slow starts.
Meanwhile, on the North team, Ali Marpet, the small school offensive lineman from Hobart, you liked him.
He did well at left tackle, 6'3". A lot of people project him to guard, but he played left tackle today, and he basically stymied Nate Orchard of Utah, who's one of the best pass rushers in attendance on a number of occasions. He's got to get a little bit strong. He's got to learn to finish his blocks, but it was a terrific start for Marpet.
On the defensive line, you already talked about Henry Anderson. You were also impressed with Carl Davis from Iowa.
A beast. I mean, he ran through people. He ran around them. He was quick. He's great with his hands. Could not be stopped, was constantly getting penetration behind the line of scrimmage. As I said on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, if he has a big week, Carl Davis could end up in the late part of round one, and he started off hot out of the gate.
On the South team, only two risers here for you. One of them also another defensive lineman from the Pac-12. Owa Odighizuwa.
He was terrific. I mean, again, like Carl Davis, a complete game. He's a little bit smaller than Davis. Came in, I believe, this morning about 265 pounds. Plays with great pad level. He's explosive. Fired off the snap. He was one of the guys who beat Collins consistently. Lael Collins of LSU plays with great pad level. Showed a lot of quickness, but also power up the field when he pushed Collins back off the line of scrimmage into the pocket. It was a terrific start for him.
Finally, at wide receiver, a player that you've said is underrated, and he had a good day, Tyler Lockett from Kansas State.
I think Tyler Lockett's also very much improved. If you watch his junior film, he did a lot of body catching, wasn't fundamentally sound. Not today. First thing is, no one could stay with him down the field. He's fast, and he looked fast today. He's a definite vertical threat, a guy who can stretch the field. But what also impressed me was when he ran underneath routes, the way he caught the ball. He would extend and pluck the fastballs out of the air, because the South had two quarterbacks in Garrett Grayson of Colorado State and Sims of Alabama, who could put some speed spin on the ball, and Lockett was able to pluck those passes out of the air. I think he really helped himself. A little bit small, but still, his speed and his pass catching, his consistency catching the ball, is going to help him today.
All right, well, Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net breaks down the winners and losers of day one of practices here at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Two more days of practices to go before the game on Saturday. Tony, we'll talk to you later this week.